The Dolls' Thanksgiving Dinner. "Why can't dolls have a Thanksgiving dinner like real people?" asked Polly. Mother smiled. "Perhaps they can," she answered. "When you have swept and dusted the dollhouse, you may set the table. Then put their best dresses on your dolls while I see about a dinner for them." "Oh, how nice," Polly cried happily. The dollhouse stood in Polly's room. It was very large and very beautiful. Polly swept the dollhouse and dusted it. She set the dolls' table for dinner with her very best dishes. In the middle of the table she set a tiny bowl of pink flowers. Then she put a wee napkin and a cup and saucer beside each plate. When the table was set, Polly put a blue dress on Sally, a pink one on Molly, and a yellow one on Betty Jane. Then she put the dolls around the table, with Sally between Molly and Betty Jane. "Remember to use your napkin, Sally," she said. "Be careful, Molly. Don't drop anything on your pink dress." Just then, Polly's mother came in with the dolls' Thanksgiving dinner. Polly put the dinner on the table. Each doll had a small plate filled with turkey and other good things. There were wee cups of cocoa, a tiny cake, and the smallest pumpkin pie you ever saw. Now everything was ready for the dolls' Thanksgiving dinner. "Goodbye, my dears," said Polly. "Have a good time." Then she kissed them and ran downstairs to her own dinner. Polly's parents had asked some friends to come and eat Thanksgiving dinner with them. After dinner, one of the men did tricks with the napkins. First he changed his napkin into a funny pig. Then he took Polly's napkin and changed it into a little rabbit. Polly thought this was great fun. Suddenly, she remembered the dolls and jumped down from her chair. "Oh, Mother," she said, "I forgot about my dolls. May I go and see if they have eaten their dinner?" Mother told about the Thanksgiving dinner in the dollhouse, and everyone wanted to go with Polly. So they all went upstairs together. The dolls were sitting just as Polly had left them. But nearly all the dinner had been eaten. There were crumbs on the plates and all over the table. The bread and cake were all gone, and part of the tiny pie had been eaten. "Isn't this strange?" said Father. "I didn't know that dolls could really eat." Just then there came a squeak from the dollhouse, and a little gray mouse peeped out from beneath the table. He ran out of the door and down the steps of the dollhouse. There was a second tiny mouse in the dollhouse under a chair. A third one hid beneath the bed, with his thin gray tail sticking out. All the mice ran away. They looked as though they had eaten a big dinner. "Shall I get the cat?" asked Mother. "No," said Father. "Why can't poor mice have a Thanksgiving dinner, too?"